Today we begin Perek Sheni of Hilchos Beis Abchira. While in Perek Rishon, the Rambam outlined the general kelim and the job and function of the Beis Hamikdash, in Perek Sheni the Rambam gets into great detail, and especially about the Mizbeach. The Rambam chooses to start with the Mizbeach. And when we're talking about the Mizbeach, we're talking about the Mizbeach Achitza in the outside Mizbeach. The first thing that Rambam lets us know is that the Mokeim HaMizbeach is extremely particular and exact. The Hebrew words are Mechuvon B'Yoyser. What's so special about the Mokeim HaMizbeach? That is the place that David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech built a Mizbeach there. The Akedas Yitzchok was there when Noach built a Mizbeach to bring Karbonis when he came out of the Teva by the Mabul. It was exactly in that place. Cain and Hevel, when they brought Karbonis, it was in that place on Haramidia. As well as Adam Arishin, when he was created, the Rambam tells us he brought Karbonis. And where do you think Adam brought the carbon? Was also over there. And Chazal tell us that Adam imokim kaparosi nivro, that man was created from the place where he would get his eventual forgiveness. In other words, even though Chazal tell us that Adam Rishon was created from earth, from around the world, but the Iker, or some of Farshim say the Roish, the Iker part of Adam Rishon was created from the Mokim HaMizbeach. So this place, it's not Stam. In the Azara, we have a place where there's a Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is extremely particular. It's very, very important that it's in that exact spot. And that's why the Rambam tells us that when Yidin went up from time of Bayis Sheni, they came to build the Beis HaMikdash after the years in Golos Bavel. So they had to know the exact place of the Mizbeach. Now these measurements were known ish mipi ish, and they tried to build the Mizbeach also based on the Nevuos in Yecheskel. And therefore, while it's interesting, the exact measurements of the Mizbeach are not, the way it's built is not the halacha. You could actually have a much larger Mizbeach. The Rambam's going to tell us you could have up to 60 amas. And we're building a Mizbeach of 32 amas. But being that this was based on the Nevuos of Yecheskel, the Chatchila, nobody should add or subtract from these measurements, because these are divinely, brought out, and the Eibishter is the architect, divinely inspired. Now, there were three Nevi'im that went up with the Yidin, Chagai, Malachi, and Zechariah. Now, Al Derech we find by Avraham Avinu that he was visited by three malachim, because each one could only do one shlichis. We find a similar thing here by the Nevi'im. The three Nevi'im went up with the Yidin, and each one had one tafkid to tell us something about the Mizbeach. The first one let the Yidin know where is the Mokim HaMizbeach. We just said that the Mokeim HaMizbeach has to be extremely exact, Mechuvan B'Yoyser. So someone had to point out where that place on the Harabayis is. So one of the Nevi'im, his job, he told us where the place to build the Mizbeach is. Now, what about the measurements of the Mizbeach? So that another Novi did. The second Novi told us exactly the Midois, the measurements of the Mizbeach. And now there's a third thing. Let's say you build a Mizbeach first, even though usually you build a house and then you bring in the kelim. But this keli is built outside the house because it's in the Azorah. What happens if you build a Mizbeach before you build the Beis HaMikdash? Can you start bringing karbonis on that Mizbeach? And the third Novi told the Yidden that yes, that you could bring the karbonis on the Mizbeach even though the rest of the Harabayis, the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, is not built. It's fascinating just to point out that Meforshim Klerzich, The Rambam seems to imply that this din of bringing karbonis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, is only if you have a built Mizbeach. What happens if you don't have a built Mizbeach, but you know where the Mokim HaMizbeach is? Are you able to bring a korban there, or does that korban not only have to be on the Mokim HaMizbeach, but it has to be on a Mizbeach itself? The Rambam seems to imply that you need a Mizbeach itself, and that's a big opening to a big halachic discussion, but that's, we're not going to get into that now. Now, the Mizbeach was 10 amas high. Now, you would think that if it's 10 amas high, it would be a measurement that could be divided by 10. But it comes out it was 10 amas high and 58 tvachim high. Now, if it's 58 tvachim, how is it 10 amas? How, if it would be 10 amas, it should be dividable by 10. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two types of amas. An ama of chamisha tvachim and an ama of shisha tvachim. There were different types of amas. Now, generally, the ama was 6 tvachim. And when it comes to the Mizbeach, like we'll soon explain, 8 of the Amis were 8 of the Amis were 6 Tvachim. So 6 times 8 is 48. And so is 8 times 6. And 2 of the Amis were 5 Tvachim. So you end up 5 times 2 is 10. So 48 plus 10 is 58. So you have 10 Amis, but only 58 Tvachim, because they were 8 amis of 6 tvachim and 2 amis of 5 tvachim. So that is the established thing of 10 amis. But we have a pasuk. The pasuk says that the mizbeach should be sholesh amis k'imasoi, that it should be 3 amis high. So why are we building a mizbeach that's 10 amis high if the pasuk says it should be 3? So the Rambam says, mokim hamaroche bulvad. Like we're soon going to explain, the Mizbeach was like this tower, literally 10 amas high. It's about between 15 and 20 feet. You know, that's a big structure by 32 amas. That's about 58, 60 feet. You know, that's a big structure besides the ramp, which adds another whole dimension to it. But it was built in a way that it went up and in. There were 3 levels to the Mizbeach, like we'll explain in the coming shir. And if so, the top part is called the Mokim HaMarocha, because that's going to be the place where you're actually going to be, you know, lighting the fires on the Mizbeach. That part of the Mizbeach was 3 Amis high. So it says, Sholesh Amis Kimosai, that is referring to the Mokim HaMarocha. So once again, the Mizbeach that they built in Bayis Sheni and the Mizbeach which will be built in Bayis Shlishi, like the Rambam says clearly, Mamesh in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, V'cheina Osid Li'ibonois, the one that's going to be built up, they were 32 Amis by 32 Amis. Now, just to give you an outline of how this Mizbeach is going to look, and we'll talk more tomorrow about it, you would think that if the Mizbeach is 32 Amis wide, and the Kevesh, which is the ramp, is 32 Amis, that should give you how many Amis, even somebody that knows some basic math. If you would say, measure me from the end of the Mizbeach all the way to the end of the ramp, it should equal, very good, 79, 64 Amos. Because 32 and 32 is 64. Yet, if you're actually going to measure it, it's going to come out 62. Where did we lose 2 Amos? You know, it says Mokim Ha'orin Einoi Min Amido, that the Orin didn't take up space, but the ramp and the Mizbeach takes up space. So how come if they're both 32 Amis by 32 Amis, by 32 Amis each, it should be 64 Amis, and yet when you're going to measure it, it's only going to be 62. And the answer is because the Mizbeach, like we're going to learn in the coming shiur, twice when it gets built, it goes in a Amma. So it comes out that if you were standing at the end of the Mizbeach and you wanted to reach the top of the Mizbeach, your hand would have to stretch two Ammas because twice it went in an Amma. So the ramp which has to lead you to the top of the Mizbeach, two Ammas of the ramp goes over two Ammas of the actual Mizbeach because the Mizbeach went in two Ammas. So if you actually measured the ramp, protruding from the Mizbeach was only 30 Ammas because two Ammas of the ramp itself was covering, had to continue on to the Mizbeach. And why was it built that way? Because there were three sections to the Mizbeach. There's what you call the Yesoid, which is the foundation of the Mizbeach. Then you're going to have a Soivev, which is a place where you can walk around on the Mizbeach. And then you're going to have on top, it's like different floors. The top floor is the Mokim HaMarocha, where you actually have the different fires on the Mizbeach. And even there, you need place for the Kehanim to go around. So, as we're going to see, as the Mizbeach gets built up and up, it loses from its original 32. The place where the fires actually ends up being 24 Amis and 4 Tvachim and 24 Amis and 4 Tvachim. Because it gets less and less. Exactly how they built the Mizbeach, we'll explain in Mirtz Hashem in the coming shir.